Father,
the Son,
and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the 60 days of the Christmas month, of whom we got to give a goodness and a renewed trust in peace and tranquility. On this day, Saint Eugenius was martyred. He was a soldier during the reign of Emperor Constantine the Great. He was merciful and had many charitable deeds. When Emperor Constantine saw the sign of the cross, he couldn't understand its significance, for he was not a believer yet. He asked the soldiers, Eugenius, who told him that it was the sign of the Lord Christ. The emperor started to think deeply about it, and particularly in the sentence that was written on the sign of the cross, "By this you conquer." At night, the emperor saw the Lord Christ in a dream, and he showed him the sign of the cross. He commanded him to make the flags of his army similar to it. The following morning, the emperor did as he was commanded, and he won the war against his enemies. He entered Rome victoriously and became a Christian since then, and he lifted up the horn of the Christians and their faith all over the Roman Empire. Saint Eugenius lived until he was 120 years old, until the days of Julian, the infidel emperor, the apostate. One day, when he was walking in one of the streets of Antioch, he found two men fighting together. They stopped him and asked him to judge between them, and he was an honorable old man. He made peace between them. Some evil men plotted evil against him by telling Emperor Julian that he made himself a judge and a ruler over the city. The emperor rebuked him and said to him, "Who has appointed you a judge and a ruler?" Saint Eugenius replied with great courage, "I am not a judge, nor I am a ruler, but you have forsaken the worship of the God. You have forsaken the worship of the God of heaven, in whose hands is your soul, and you worship unclean idols, and you did not follow in the footsteps of those who came before you. I had been a soldier under the righteous Emperor Constantine for 6 years, and with his sons after him. And I did not see anyone as devilish as you." The emperor was exceedingly angry with him, and he commanded that he be crucified and to apply lighted torches to his sides. They did all these things to him, but the saints endured them all for his love of the Lord Christ. At last, the emperor commanded that his head be cut off. When he was approached by the swordsman, he asked him to wait until he prayed. When he finished praying, they beheaded him, and he received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and the glory be to God forever. Amen.